The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9 KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to this week's edition of When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is dedicated to your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Joining me today is my colleague and co-host, Brenda Geisinger, Chief Operating Officer at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Top of the morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
Good morning to start the day and get things kicking off. And I love the show we're going to do today because I think it's something you animal lovers out there can relate to. So how about introducing our guest and topic, please?
Today we have Christy Spicer with us. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Hey, Christy. Good morning.
And we're going to talk about pets and mental health. We're not talking about support animals or therapy animals. We're talking about good old pets. So cats, dogs, birds, whatever you got.
Well, okay. Christy, why don't you lead us off on this adventure?
Yes. So I think it's great to talk about pets this morning because pets can really help with your mental health and your stress. So there's even research to suggest that an attachment to a pet, especially cats and dogs, but don't worry, we'll talk about other animals as well, is good for human health. So our physical health, such as lowering blood pressure, experiencing less heart disease, oftentimes because it encourages some exercise, and can even help a person. And so the mental health benefits, too, are like to help build a better community. They find that people with a pet are more likely to go out and connect with other people, whether it's through an animal park like a dog park or just at a pet store. Or people like to talk about their pets, too. So it gives some common ground to make relationships with. And like I had said before, I think, you know, it reduces stress, can help with anxiety and depression, and can also help ease loneliness, which can impact depression and anxiety and other mental health concerns and conditions a person might have.
Now, does a person have to be like a predisposition to having pets, or do people get pets by accident or a combination of both?
Yeah, I mean, I think that some people are really planful about, I'm going to get this pet, this is what I'm going to get, and really have thought about it and are really excited that way. Other people sort of end up with their pets for different ways, right? Like some friend says, if you don't take my pet, something's going to happen. The person goes, okay, fine, I'll take it, right? I'll help you out, kind of a thing. So yeah, I mean, I think sometimes people, it really just kind of depends. But I do think that it is important that if you get a pet, regardless of what the pet is, you need to like the pet, right? So if you're a person who hates snakes, a snake for a pet is probably not going to be helpful to you. But also if you're not a dog person, don't get a dog, right? Like you need to get the pet that you feel most comfortable with, are connected with, but that also you can have given your living arrangements too.
Well, you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well, and with me today is Brenda Geisinger and Christy Spicer, and we're talking about pets and mental wellness. So let me ask you, sometimes I see, now this is just me, but I've seen people put their pets in a stroller and walk them down the street. That's okay, don't get mad at me, but I can't do that.
Yeah.
Look at fake nose and glasses and walk my dog.
Yeah, you know, I think I have seen that as well. And I think the thing that I often think about it too is that it's often a smaller pet, right? Like it's a cat or it's a small dog. And, you know, I've even seen the people take the dog is on the leash and they're going for the walk and the other person has the stroller. And what I think is great about it, now that I've had some time to think about it, is that, you know, that individual, that person is still out doing something. So that pet might only be able to go two blocks, but as a person, a two block walk might not be far enough for you. So putting your pet in that stroller and taking off with it might actually be a better thing for you, because if you didn't do that, maybe you wouldn't go for the walk. And the walk is the important part for the person.
All right, now, what's your experience with pets?
I'm kind of like the pseudo pet babysitter. I'm not a pet person, but I will help out. I'm the grandma pet kind of lady. Okay. But, you know, I enjoy animals, but I also notice and appreciate the importance it has with people and the impact it has. Myself personally, I think with my lifestyle and my choices, I know a pet is not for me, but I like pets.
You know, I think moms control whether a pet goes into a house or not, because moms kind of know sooner or later it's going to be their pet. And, I've seen that happen a few times. And after all, it gets to be a habit. Okay, when you get a movie, you do something with your pet. Send it to mom's. And she's like 2 or 3 at the same time. She does a cat now. But you know, I think some people are just tuned to having pets around them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you may have maybe predispositioned not to like pets, mm-hmm. and you learn to like them. So what did that animal do that made you just flip over? What was it that, you know, what do they do that make us tick?
You know, I think one of the things is that, you know, especially dogs and cats, I know those more, I'm more familiar with those animals. You know, they want your attention, right? And they show unconditional love to a person, right? So it doesn't matter what you did or how you talked to them with, you know, 5 minutes before, right? They're going to come and want to be next to you soon. You know, I think about, I have a dog at home. And it doesn't matter if we've been gone for 5 minutes or 5 days, right? You walk in that door and they are like so excited to see you. And that, like, you feel that. You feel that in your person. And I think that that's why some people like become animal people, you know, because of that. And I think that there's real benefit too in something else needing your care and your attention. I think that really helps a person too. So, and that's where we can get into, you know, a bird, a snake, a turtle, right?
A gerbil.
You know, some of the smaller animals that we don't often think about as being good companion animals, even fish, right? So fish are really helpful and can be really helpful to people with dementia because it's very calming, and to their caregivers too. So, you know, if you think about a household with somebody with dementia, it would be tough to bring in a cat or a dog sometimes because they are work, and we can talk more about that. But having that calm of having a fish in an aquarium that you can look at is just really beneficial to lots of different people.
Well, this is interesting, and we're going to come up on a break right now. So continue to enjoy the dawn of this morning. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with Brenda Geisinger and my guest, Christy Spicer. So we're going to continue our discussion on pets and mental wellness. Now let's look at it from a child's point of view. What experience do you have with children and pets? Can a pet be like a prescribed for, let's say, calming a kid down, or what effect do they have on children?
You know, I think that pets can have a lot of benefits for kids. And so they say that, you know, children can grow up more secure and active when they have a pet in the home. And so that's something. Pets are never critical. I know that there's lots of programs around too, like read to the pets, read to the dogs, that kind of thing. And I think that that's a good option for kids because they can be practicing their reading, but they're not just reading by themselves. They're reading to, you know, a pet. It can help children feel important and develop that positive self-image. They have someone else to take care of. That helps with responsibility as well. Children can become emotionally attached to their pets, and the research is starting to show, or is showing, that it can help them build better relationships with other people because they've had some experience with that. And pets can, just like with adults, it can help calm them. So there is some benefit there too, as far as having a pet in a home.
You know, pets go through, I think they mimic a lot of what their whole environment is like. And they develop their own little personality. But you are right, they are very loyal. I'm more familiar with a dog. I'm really not a cat person. I don't dislike cats, but I like dogs that much more. But they are good company, and mm-hmm. I can certainly vouch for that. So now that we've built up all the benefits of why you should have a pet, let's go through the other reasons why you shouldn't have a pet, okay?
Yeah.
Christy?
Yeah, so I think for me, you know, having a 13-year-old 50-pound dog at my house who has gotten a little bit more stubborn in his geriatric years, you know, it's a major commitment, and you need to know the lifespan of your pet. You know, dogs and cats, we kind of know that, but there's some other animals like birds and turtles and some other reptiles and stuff that have a really long life. So understanding what you're sort of getting as far as that goes, what is your commitment level going to be? And they do cost money. Pets also cost money. There is a financial component to owning a pet. And sometimes you don't always know what that financial burden might be when you get the pet. It's not just about the adoption fee. If you go to the local humane society or somebody purchase the animal from someone, or if you even get it for free, sometimes that happens as well. You have to feed it. It will need medicines. It will need to be at the vet. It will need toys. It will need supplies. There are just lots of things that your pet will need. And so it's important to remember those things. And then, you know, I think one of the things we don't often think about is that it is likely for many pets, maybe not a bird. I think birds live a really long time. There may be an end to owning your pet, whether you have to say goodbye to your pet because you're no longer able to care for it, or your pet passes away. And so you may face some grief and mourning too. And I don't think people often think about that when they decide to get a pet. But it's just a reality. Not that it should stop you, but just to be aware that that's a part of the process too.
Well, you're going to have to be patient with your pet, because not all pets come with this manual where they're nice and fluffy and lovely. And
potty puppies. Trained.
Saying I like puppies was the best way to get a date in college. I mean, like, that's what I'm like. But, you know, they can be destructive in the house too.
Yeah.
Chew your furniture up. So, yep. I mean, you got to just be prepared for a whole range of things if you want to get a pet.
Yeah.
But that unconditional love kind of takes over. And it just, you say, oh, let's just slide this time.
Yeah. I was thinking about, too, the time that the pet takes. I think that was something I didn't mention, you know, and like you said, you could use that in college to get the date. But if you actually have the pet at home, can you actually go on the date?
Good one. Right? Not without my dog.
So, you know, I mean, because while, we can leave our pets at home, but they do need to be checked in on. If your dog is inside your house, how many hours can you go without letting that dog out? You know, and so, you know, or can you leave for that weekend trip, you know, and what do you need to put into place so that you can do those things?
What happens in a family where one person may be allergic to a pet and nobody else in the family is? That kind of forces an issue. What's going to happen? Do we keep the pet? What do we do on this? How do we get through this stuff? So I know that's happened a few times, mm-hmm. too. Thank goodness for the Humane Society and a lot of other agencies out there that take care of pets, because, you know, going to get a rescue pet now is much more common than it was, you know, 10 years ago. And that's because mm-hmm. people have responded. And you're right, there are needs. I have to move out of my apartment. I can't take care of my pet mm-hmm. anymore. And you want to be humane to that animal. You just don't put them out in the street and let them go. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of good things going on, a lot of value in pets. I think we have the annual pet parade coming up in September. They do that down in the riverfront. I think the Humane Society does it. So you got to go out there and strut your stuff with your pet. That's coming up towards the end of this month. So it's a real good thing to do. We just love our animals, and our kids do. But they can be destructive. They can be dirty. You got to wash them. You got to take them to the groomers. That's a responsibility you have. And then what kind of pet would you like? You don't want a St. Bernard in an apartment building. That's not going to work too well. So that's a good choice. And what kind of pet do you want that's going to live a while? These pets, the smaller pets tend to live longer. So there's a whole bunch of things to consider. But I can tell you, as a pet owner for 13 years, it's worth it. The pluses way outweigh the minuses. And I think the number one thing is their personality and the company that you keep with them. So it's really, really, really good. I'm going to wrap up this thing on the show on mental health and pets. I'm going to ask you a question, Christy. You think we have a day where you bring your dog in for therapy? You know, I want to talk to my aunt. Do they have dog therapists?
They do. They
Wait
do
a minute.
Have.
They lie down on the couch and everything?
I'm sure that that's how it is. No, but pet or animal therapy, I think is what it is called, animal therapy. And there are lots of people in the United States that are certified to be a pet therapist or to have animal assisted therapy. We have some opportunities in our community for that as well. Not at Family Services, unfortunately, but there are some folks who do provide that. So if that's something that's important to a person, they can seek that out.
We had a therapy dog up in our facility in Alaska, and that was named Tundra. And boy, what a nice deal. And therapy dogs are really special to be around them. They're just different kind of animals. So.
Yeah, but they do, and they have a lot of training. I think that that is one thing we haven't, you know, touched on is, you know, that we do need to be aware of the risks of having an animal too. And I just wanted to put that in people's minds too is, you know, animals can still be unpredictable and they can cause harm too. And so it's really important to be a responsible pet owner and knowing the temperament of your dog and how to manage dog or cat are the two common ones. How do you manage your animal so that nobody is injured or hurt in any way, because they are supposed to bring joy and positive things to a person's life. But we just need to keep in mind that they have those capacities. And even just unknowingly can cause harm too. I think about how many times have you tripped over your dog or tripped over your cat, right? And so that's just something that a person should keep in mind too, is just there's lots of benefits. Recognize all of them. Also recognize some of the challenges or concerns that might come to.
Well, this has been a great discussion. I'm just going to end it on, all you folks that got those little alligators, please do not flush them down the toilet when they grow. The zoo department does not like that. We're coming up on the end of our show, and we always end our show every week with a little joke for your soul. So here we go. Walking past a veterinary clinic, a woman noticed a small boy and his dog waiting outside. Are you here to see Dr. Meyer? She asked. Yes, the boy said. I'm having my dog put in neutral. Okay, well, I want to thank you, Christy. Thank you, Brenda, for joining us today. I want to thank our listening audience. It's always glad to have you here. And we want you to know that we're going to do a shout-out. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out for the week, and it's a consensus here. We want to shout-out to all the animal agencies, all the trainers, the groomers, the agencies that take care of animals, place animals, help animals. Thank you very much. You're getting a shout-out for the week. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 1360 a.m., 949 FM, KSCJ, when our topic will be tailgating. Boys and Girls Home and Family Service is a great place to work, and we have immediate openings for full and part-time positions. Call our HR department at 293-4700. Don't forget to do your homework this week. Go out and have a good laugh. It's good for the soul. Have a great week, and may the sun shine on you.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then, happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.